I paced back and forth, smacking the baton into my hand, my dictator's stalk. I whirled on them. Next time this happens, I'm going to tie you two into a sack, face to face, and drop you in the river. I don't have the patience for it. Tomorrow, while your hangovers are still killing you, you're going to get up and come down here and make good the damage. The expense will come out of your pockets. Do you understand? Goblin looked a little sheepish. He managed a feeble nod. One Eye did not respond. One Eye, you want another whack upside the head? He nodded, sullenly. Good. Now, Goblin, that thing you brought back from the country, chances are it belongs to the Shadow Masters, a plant. Before you go to bed, I want it stuffed in a bottle or something and buried, deep. His eyes bugged. Croaker, you heard me. An angry, almost roaring hiss filled the street. The snake thing came up off the paving and struck at me. Frog Face flung in from the side, deflecting it. In a sudden, drunken, bug-eyed panic, Goblin and One Eye both tried to get it under control. I backed off. It was a wild 3 minutes before Goblin got it squished into his pouch. He stumbled into Swan's place. A minute later, he came out carrying a closed wine jar. He looked at me funny. "I'll bury it, Croaker." He sounded embarrassed. One Eye was getting himself together, too. He took a deep breath. "I'll give him a hand." "Right. Try not to talk too much. Don't get started again." He had the grace to look embarrassed, too. He gave Frog Face a thoughtful look. I noted that he did not take the imp along to do the heavy work. "What now?" Mogaba asked. "Pains me all to hell, but now we count on their consciences to keep them in line. For a while, if I didn't need them so much, I'd make it a night they'd remember the rest of their lives. I don't need this shit. What are you grinning about?" Lady did not stop. "It's smaller scale, but this is what it was like trying to keep a rein on the 10 who were taken."
"Yeah, maybe so.
Mergen, you are out here boozing anyway. You finish picking up the pieces. I'm going to get some sleep."
Chapter 34. To Goja. It was worse than I thought it would be. The mud seemed bottomless. The first day out of Taglios, after a cheering parade, we made 12 miles. I did not feel desperate, but the road was better nearer the city. After that, it got worse. 11 miles the next day, 9 each of the 3 days following. We made that good a time only because we had the elephants along. The day I wanted to reach the Goja Ford, I was still 30 miles away. Then Shifter came, wearing his wolf shape, prancing in out of the wilds. The rains had ended, but the sky remained overcast, so the ground did not dry. The sun was no ally. Shifter came with a smaller companion. It looked as though his understudy had caught on to shifting. He spent an hour with Lady before we moved out. Then he galloped away again. Lady did not look cheerful.
"Bad news."
"The worst. They've put one over on us, maybe."
I did not betray the sudden tightness in my innards.
"What?"
"Recall the map of the main. Between Numa and Goja, there's that low area that floods."
I pictured